Coming at you today from Annapolis, Maryland, where the Browns team has been headquartered since yesterday afternoon. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Yep, we're here because tonight we're going to be there, which is Landover, Maryland, about a 40-minute hike away. But this is where we spent the night, and the team headquartered. And then tonight at 8 p.m., it'll be Browns-Redskins, preseason game number two. So many topics to discuss about this, of course, being the number one being the quarterback picture and the situation, the decision that's going to be made and apparently announced tomorrow at a 4 p.m. conference call that the head coach Mike Pettine is going to have with the media. So we're going to find out in a little more than 24 hours from now, about 26 hours from now to be exact, what the Browns are going to be doing about their starting quarterback for September 7th. Will it be Brian Hoyer? Will it be Johnny Manziel? To break down the Browns, get a national perspective at 1:30, Ashley Fox from ESPN.com is going to join us. You're going to get sound bites from the weekend from Brian Hoyer, from Johnny Manziel. We'll have Hoyer at 1:45, Manziel at 2:15. Gerard Cherry, his weekly visit, the three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champ, will do that at 2:30. Your tweets at Browns_daily or at Nathan Zagura, my partner here, or at Vic Carucci. It's a call your shot Monday. Nathan, very ready for preseason game number two.
Well, first of all, I'm very excited. This is a rare game day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. I think probably the first since the Thursday night game against Buffalo, which is kind of interesting as things come full circle. That was the game that Brian Hoyer got hurt, and now Brian Hoyer will have an opportunity to once again secure his role as the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. And Ashley Fox, who will be joining us, as you mentioned, wrote a very good article about Brian Hoyer on ESPN and talking about the relationship that he forged with Mike Pettine shortly after that Thursday night game, which is very interesting. Mike Pettine sent him a letter. We'll let Ashley Fox tell you that whole story. But tonight is really the night. Tonight is the night where the Browns starting quarterback for the beginning, if not all, of the 2014 season will most likely be determined. And Brian Hoyer just needs to go out there, I think, and put this team into the end zone once. Yes. And I think it's good night, Irene. He will start week one against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think he has a distinct advantage over Johnny Manziel. We've said that before. Distinct based on the reliability, the efficiency, all those things you want to have from your quarterback. You want plays to be made. You want touchdowns to be scored, and I'm not discounting any of that. I think right now the decision, if it goes in the direction that I think and I think that you think it's going to go, is going to be based mostly on what he will do not to hurt this football team, and that Johnny Manziel just needs more in the way of learning and growing, developing, all those things that I think are going to happen, and I think they're going to happen at a fairly rapid pace. If he ends up not being the starter after tonight for that season opener, I don't think it's going to be very long before we see him. And I don't say that because I'm expecting Brian Hoyer to fail in the job. In fact, the best scenario for the Browns would be to not have to worry about the quarterback position once the decision is made. That's the way Mike Pettine wants to make that decision. But Johnny Manziel's certainly here to be, I think, a long-term answer for this football team, and we'll see how that all evolves as time goes forward. But in the here and now, to get this team off the ground, the best solution, I think, is Brian Hoyer, just based on the fact that it will complement how this team is built, defense first, running game, keep it sound, keep it efficient.
Well, I think it just ties into the fact that I think all along you kind of get the sense now that you look back at some clues that may have been out there that they're, you know, certainly was probably not, I don't want to say a want, but a desire for Brian Hoyer to do what Brian Hoyer needed to do to be the starter. So when they go on the road and open the season at Pittsburgh against Dick LeBeau, that is not where Johnny Manziel makes his debut in the NFL. And I think the way that the schedule opens, two division games out of the first three, has a lot to do with this. But Brian Hoyer just needs to go out and be very solid, which he has been. He needs to do the things that we know Brian Hoyer can do, get the ball out quickly, get it to the right guy, be accurate with his throws. And we'll see what he can. He's coming off one of the better days of practice he has had all camp long. Right. Now, he went into the game against Detroit coming off a horrific day of practice where he had two interceptions. This Saturday, the last real practice before, was very sharp. Two touchdowns in the red zone, something we've seen this team struggle with. So I thought that was good. That was encouraging. And I'm very eager to see what he can do, because there might be And I know this could sound crazy to some people, but there might be more pressure on Brian Hoyer tonight than there was when he started against either Minnesota or Buffalo. At that point, it was he came in.
That's a great point.
He had nothing but upside. Yeah. He had nothing to lose.
Yes.
Tonight, he has everything to lose.
Yes.
And so I think it'll be very interesting to see how he responds to that pressure. And as I sit back and think about the decision to start Brian Hoyer, I think that may have been, psychologically speaking, that may have been something that they wanted to test, something Mike Pettine wanted to see. Let me put you out there first where you get to set the table, where you have everything to lose and everything to gain, and see how you handle this knowing that I'm making my decision the following day.
I love that point. I think that it's a harbinger of good things if he responds the way certainly they want him to and expect him to. I think this is right, to put Brian Hoyer in a position where, okay, it's really been your job to lose, but you can definitely lose it if you screw this thing up. Whereas last year, he was that whole Cinderella story thing, came out of nowhere, third stringer who makes good, hometown boy who makes good. It was a warm and fuzzy story. There's been nothing warm and fuzzy, really, about this offseason. And in fact, it's been a lot of supporters of Brian Hoyer taking umbrage of the fact that, A, Johnny Manziel is here, and, B, that many of us have looked at Johnny Manziel as the likely guy to get this job sooner rather than later and should have more opportunity to get it sooner. That's not happening with him not starting tonight. So the table is set really for him to, as you've just said, go out there tonight and not lose it. Go out there tonight, play the way you play. It would be great to take this team into the end zone. Look as sharp as you did the other day in practice, but just look sharp and don't have a meltdown. Don't have a destructive performance where everything just goes wrong and you're the coaching staff. You're saying, we've got no choice now but to go with the other guy. And I don't think that's going to happen to Brian Hoyer, but you know, let's see how it plays out. And you've got the Monday night lights. You've got the fact that the interest level in this game nationally is there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to see what number two does in the game.
Yeah, that is obviously going to be a big draw today to see how Johnny Manziel responds, because the way that Pettine's laid the scenario out, it's going to test both of these guys, because Brian Hoyer now, as I said, opens the game and gets to set the table with everything to lose and everything to gain. Johnny Manziel's going to come in, and if Brian Hoyer slips up, he's going to have an opportunity to make a huge statement after that. Sure. Also, this is his first opportunity to work with the first team. How does that all play out? Yes, there is a lot to see there, and there's another storyline that amazingly is getting completely overlooked with all this focus on the quarterbacks. And that's that the guy that the Browns picked first in the first round, Justin Gilbert, the eighth overall pick, the guy that Mike Pettine said he would do backflips off of the draft room table in order to get him, makes his NFL debut tonight. And we know Buster Skrine is not here with a thumb injury. That means Justin Gilbert will be starting opposite Joe Hayden tonight. And you talk about a baptism by fire. We want to know if Justin Gilbert's ready to start week one. Well, he's going to be tangling with the likes of DeSean Jackson and Pierre Garçon right out of the gate. We will have a very good idea of where he's at when we are, you know, a couple weeks away from the season opener.
You know, and you can make the argument that's really the more important story, is how is this defense going to hold up? How good is it going to play? And this is a great test for them. Robert Griffin III coming into his own as a quarterback, you could make every argument that he could be set up to have his best season of his three in the National Football League. Jay Gruden, the new head coach, working with him and I think tweaking things and maybe putting him in a position. And now all that he has learned in the last 2 years, all of the challenges that he's overcome, the obstacles physically and mentally that he's overcome, the problems he had with a previous coaching staff here, Mike Shanahan especially, just you know, figuring all of that out and working with a coach who has done wonders in one case with a quarterback that a lot of people would say Andy Dalton is not talent-wise anywhere approaching Robert Griffin III, and he made him a successful quarterback. And what he can do with Robert Griffin III. You mentioned the receivers that are there, but this defense, I think, is the true story for any hope that this team has to be competitive. And I think Gilbert's got to show that he can hold his own. The injury to Buster Skrine the other day is a concern, because you want Buster to be healthy, either to start outside if that's the need, or to be available for that all-important slot coverage. And then you have the linebacker position, and you have young Chris Kirksey. Can he once and for all maybe just push Craig Robertson out of a starting spot? He's been looking to do that. He's shown well. Robertson, for his part, has held up, I think, performed well. We'll see a lot of action either as a starter starter or as a backup, but I want to see how this thing progresses at that position as well. And then, of course, the other story that lingers on this football team that won't go away, and that is Josh Gordon, and that'll be talked about, I know, a lot on the broadcast. What is the league going to do with him? This has been torture, just kind of sitting back and waiting for this decision to come down and for this team to continue to operate with Gordon playing for this team, but how long is it going to be? And, Nathan, this is what occurred to me the other day, and I want your thoughts on this. Is it possible that the league could just let this thing go into the season and make a decision into the year itself and decide, you know what, we're going to decide on this thing. In the meantime, he's going to play, and then maybe the half a year that he gets ends up being in the second half of the season, if it's a half a year
or a quarter of the year. I guess it could. At this point, isn't anything possible?
They've done that before, right?
With what?
With the case involving Richard Sherman. They kind of vaguely let that drift into the season and then decided there was going to be no punishment.
Oh, I remember it very well. And he came back and played against the San Francisco 49ers, blocked a field goal from the 2-yard line, and then ran it back to the house to cost me a fantasy football championship, neither here nor there. But, yes, that could certainly – that could happen. Nothing would surprise me at this point with the Josh Gordon thing.
No.
I mean, we found about this the day of the second round of the NFL draft, May 9th.
Yeah, May 9th.
And it's August 18th?
And it lingers. And as much as anything else, the NFL, we know how PR conscious it is, but it's also conscious of the legal action that can be taken if something isn't buttoned down, isn't sound.
So are they
so concerned with the potential, with the possibility that if this isn't an ironclad suspension, that it could be overturned?
Listen, as I've said all along, I am as optimistic as they come. I'm hoping for the best in the Josh Gordon situation because, yeah, you want to see Josh Gordon there out there on the field. Miles Austin, also a guy who had a great, great practice on Saturday, but you can just see him there as a guy working alongside Josh Gordon that could dominate opposing number two cornerbacks. You can see it right now. So there are a lot of reasons to want Josh Gordon out there, other than in addition to the fact that he's probably one of the five best players or most talented players in the National Football League.
Yep. Well, and another storyline for tonight. As we broadcast, by the way, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, a very rare game day broadcast.
I love it.
Because we haven't – this is our first one. I know you and I as a duo, I did one in a preseason game last year in Chicago, and I remember we were kind of split apart on that one. But this one together here and at the team hotel.
Our first roadie.
A roadie, that's right. Cool stuff.
There it is.
And speaking of where we are and what another storyline of this game is, Kyle Shanahan returning to Washington. I got to think it's a big deal, Nathan. I want your thoughts that he comes back here to the team that he and his father did not leave under the circumstances that they ever wanted. A lot of controversy, but a guy who is got now this new team figuring out its quarterback situation, hasn't gotten them into the end zone yet in a preseason game. Of course, they've only played one, but certainly hardly any visits to the end zone in practices. I think he feels something to bear. I think he wants to show something tonight to his former team, even though it's only a preseason.
I think it's got to hurt him that it is only a preseason game, because in the regular season he could dip into his bag of tricks and try to pull something out to really stick it to them. In the preseason, you don't want to give those kinds of things away. So he's in some ways handicapped as a play caller in his return, but there's no question that Kyle Shanahan wants to do something with this offense that certainly stands out, and I think that he's done a good job thus far in camp. You know, you depend on the talent that's going to be there. We don't know about Josh Gordon, but Kyle Shanahan's a smart guy, and he's a proud guy, and I think ultimately he is going to be very successful here in Cleveland with this team. But, yes, this game means a lot to him. It means a lot to Anthony Armstrong as well, the wide receiver who had his best season in the National Football League with the Washington Redskins back in 2010 when he was a guy who averaged about 20 yards a catch, 7 plays of more than 40 yards. He's kind of had an up-and-down camp. I thought he started off hot. He's battled the drops recently. I would like to see him come home in his homecoming. I know it's a big game to him. He's excited. We'll see how he's going to do. So certainly some interesting storylines out there. The quarterbacks, Justin Gilbert's debut, also the preseason debuts of Jordan Cameron, Tayshaun Gibson, and Billy Winn. We are told from the head coach we will see Isaiah Crowell in this game.
So there are
going to be some things to certainly be watching throughout this game. We urge you to call us 216-578-0850. That's 216-578-0850. And let us know what you're most looking forward to in this game. What do you want to see? Call your shot on how you think things are going to play out here, whether it be for the quarterbacks, what you expect to see out of Justin Gilbert and more. Let us know. We're going to be here with you for the next hour and 45 minutes, a very special game day edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And don't forget, at 1:30, Ashley Fox from ESPN.com will be with us. Talk about a very interesting article she wrote that I'd urge you all to check out at ESPN.com about Brian Hoyer and, of course, head coach of the Browns, Mike Pettine. It's Zagura and Carucci in Maryland, whining and dining on crab cakes and whatnot. Out here, some Old Bay seasoning here in Maryland.
Love it.
We'll be back right after this.